From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today's plane crash occurred at 9:17 a.m. Eastern Time. It was a clear, sunny morning in New York, and many people had the day off from work or school because of Veterans Day. David Zagor works for the city of New York and lives 12 blocks from where the plane went down. He was at home in Rockaway this morning when it happened.
I had just come back from shopping and got out of the car, was unloading grocery bags. You know, we hear lots of planes traveling overhead in Rockaway, but this noise was unusual. And I looked up, and the plane was literally coming down out of the sky. The plane appeared to be on fire, and it was falling.
When you say that the plane sounded unusual, what did it sound like, and how did it sound different from all the planes that fly overhead typically?
It's hard to describe. The noises are, I mean, I can't say consistent, but there are certain sounds that you tend to, you become familiar with. This one was making a lower noise. The plane, the altitude was somewhat lower, was almost throbbing, and it obviously it caught my attention because 9 out of 10 times I wouldn't bother to turn around and look. But in this case, that low kind of rumble made me look up.
This plane sounded very unusual to you.
Yes.
And when you looked up, obviously it also looked unusual.
Yes. I won't say it was flying erratically, but it clearly looked like it was, you know, obviously with the flames, it looked like it was in distress. And it was obvious that it was going to crash, that it was coming down.
That unusual sound that you heard that led you to look up in the first place, it wasn't a single loud noise.
No, it wasn't a single loud noise as if there was an explosion.
It was the sound of this machine groaning in the
sky. It was the sound of the machine.
It must have been a terrible moment when the plane came down.
Shocking. I mean, my office in Manhattan is not that far from the World Trade Center, and having seen that fall down, this is the second time in 2 months, which is quite enough.
After the plane crashed, what did you do?
I walked in the house. I must say, it took a minute or two to assimilate all the information and for everything to make sense. I saw some of my neighbors who had just run outside. We had no electricity at that point. And so I went to grab a radio, and I did not go running down to the site. Sort of felt myself not capable of moving like that. And there were countless phone calls. You know, the phone just kept ringing and ringing and ringing, and we were trying to get in touch with our friends who are in the neighborhood. The first call that came in was from somebody we know in Germany. But everybody here was trying to call around and make sure everybody was okay.
This is people in Rockaway calling up everyone else in Rockaway, but also everyone who knows somebody in Rockaway calling them up to say, are you all right?
There were calls from people who we have not talked to in quite some time. And there were even a couple of calls from people who we haven't seen in a number of years but know where we live.
These become moments to check in, just to make sure.
Absolutely. It's just that brief, are you okay? Is your family okay? How is everybody? Good, thank God.
Well, Mr. Zagor, thank you very much for talking with us.
I hope I've given you some information that's helpful.
David Zagor lives in Rockaway and works for the New York City Department of City